can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey, that was how he got his name. Hi there, friends, I'm Billy Johnson, your singing woodsman. Glad you could come this way up the trail again today. So how about having the same old seat here beside me, here on this log under the old pine tree? Mighty pretty out here in the forest, isn't it? That's cause we've kept fires from running wild through here. You know, we thought you might enjoy taking time out for a few moments of song and storytelling. Of course, when I say we, I'm including those fellas just across the trail there, the Sons of the Pioneers. They've been waiting for you to come up the trail, too, and now that you're here and comfortably settled, they're going to start off this little outdoor get-together of ours. So just relax and let's hear some mighty fine singing, huh?
See them tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground. Lonely but free I'll be found, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweeds.
I'm a lonely cowboy, riding all day long. Tumbleweeds around me sing their lonely song. Nights underneath the prairie moon, I ride alone and sing a tune.
See them tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground. Lonely but free I'll be found, drifting along with the tumbling tumble. Cares of the past are behind. Nowhere to go but I'll find just where the trail will wind, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweeds. I know when night is gone, that a new world's born at dawn. I'll keep rolling along, deep in my heart is a song. Here on the range I belong, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweed.
That song, Tumbling Tumbleweed, is a classic among range songs, isn't it? Talking about the range, friends, have you ever stopped to think how important the rangelands are to the economy of our nation? In the West especially, the whole agricultural economy is based largely on irrigation and livestock production. And the range plays a big part in both. Grazing lands not only provide food for the livestock, and the big game animals come into this too, of course, but those lands are important water-yielding lands as well. Now, many of the western range areas are tied in pretty closely with the forests, and it's just as important to protect the range as it is the forest. Now, the Sons of the Pioneers know that, if anyone does. In fact, this talk of the range sort of has them going. So, come on, boys, let's hear it.
If you like a lot of room around to roam in, where any place you stop, your heart's at home in. If you like to see a campfire in the gloaming, there's an open range ahead. If you like the sound of lazy cattle lowing, where miles of sage and tumbleweeds are growing, then it's time you knew the only place you're going is an open range ahead. Up in the sky, keep the bright sun shining. out of the west let a clean wind blow. Here in your heart there'll be no more pining for somewhere else to go. If you like to hear the prairie wind a-wailing and watch the snowy clouds above a-sailing, you can bet your life your heart will soon be trailing to an open range ahead.
Up in the sky, keep a bright sun shining. Out of the west, let a clean wind blow. Here in your heart, there'll be no more pining
for somewhere else to go. If you like to hear the prairie wind a-wailing and watch the snowy clouds above a-sailing, you can bet your life your heart will soon be trailing to an open range ahead. To an open range ahead.
Yes, sir, open range ahead. Now, it's a little different in the east and the south. You don't have the big herds of cattle and the great bands of sheep, of course, that you do in the west, but just the same, grazing and livestock production are mighty important to the farmers. And you know, an interesting and very encouraging thing has been happening in recent years. For a long time in the east and south, livestock were just turned loose into the woods to scrape up as much grass and other food as they could get. Now, this didn't help the woods very much, especially where the hardwood trees grow, and it didn't help the livestock put on much weight either. Well, what's been happening is the farmers have been going more and more into regular pastures, and their investment in building up those pastures is paying rich dividends in better livestock and better forestry. Now let's travel to the Midwest. You know, that's where the big feeding lots are for livestock that have spent most of the time on the range and still need fattening up before they go to market. And that reminds me. I drove a herd of cattle down from old Nebraska way. That's how I come to be in the state of Iowa. I met a gal in Iowa. Her eyes were big and blue. I asked her what her name was. She said Sioux City Sue. Now Sioux City Sue, Sioux City Sue, your hair is red, your eyes are blue. Swap a horse and dog for you, oh Sioux City Sue, Sioux City Sue. There ain't no gal as true as my sweet Sioux City Sue. Now I'm admitting I owe a lot to you, 'cause I come from Nebraska to find Sioux City Sue. I'm gonna rope and tie her up, I'll use my old lasso. I'm gonna put my brand on my sweet Sioux City Sue. Oh, Sioux City Sue, Sioux City Sue, your hair is red, your eyes are blue. Swap my horse and dog for you, oh, Sioux City Sue, Sioux City Sue. There ain't no gal as true as my sweet Sioux City Sue. Yes, sir. And now, friends, getting back to this business of the range and pastures and grass. Someone once wrote, he that can make two blades of grass to grow upon a spot of ground where only one grew before deserves good of mankind and does essential service to his country. The fellow who wrote that really knew what he was talking about, because grass is much more than pretty green stuff growing on the range or in pastures. It's food for the table, meat and milk and other dairy products. It's leather for clothing and shoes and gloves. And it's jobs for thousands of people. It's the difference between thriving communities in many places or run-down towns. It's part of the backbone of America, part of her strength and security. That's what grass is. A wonderful resource worth looking after, worth protecting, especially against fire. I'll bet if anyone knows the value of good grass and good range, it's the sons of the pioneers. How about it, fellas?
You can bet your life we know the value of the grass growing fresh and green. We've ridden through it sometimes with its high, it touched your stirrups. Now, that's really something when you're traveling good range, cattle nice and fat, plenty of food to go around. When we ride the range, Billy, here's a song we'd roll out over the grassy meadows.
rail herding cowboy, hop on your pony, singing ho.
Heely-yay, heely-o.
Start riding now, boy, we'll make San Antonio singing ho.
Heely-yay, heely-o. Long weary days and a dusty road to travel, but we'll make the boss pay for all this battle driving cattle.
Light-hearted, carefree, rail herding cowboy, singing ho.
Heely-yay, heely-o.
Keep moving, dogies, time is a-wasting, singing ho.
Heely-yay, heely-o.
I'm not impatient, but why don't you hasten, singing ho.
Heely-yay, heely-o. You ought to know that a certain someone's waiting. You ought to know that you're captivating, confiscating.
Arms filling, folded, trail herding cowboy, singing ho.
Heely-yay, heely-o.
One little dogie straight from his mother, singing ho.
Heely-yay, heely-o.
Trail herding cowboy, there goes another, singing ho.
Heely-yay, heely-o. Follow the dogies through endless days of sunshine. When this drive is over, we'll take our fun time all at one time.
Makes me a happy trail herding cowboy, singing ho.
Heely-yay, heely-o.
Well, look who's coming up the trail now. Big as life with his ranger's hat and shovel and all togged out in dungarees. It's Smokey Bear, friend of all who love the forest. And he's got a special message for us.
Hello there, folks. You know, when I was just a little bear cub, I loved rolling around in the fresh green grass. That's what grass meant to me then. Something to have fun in. Of course, now that I'm a grown bear, I know that grass is more important than just to look at or have fun in. I know that grass, in a lot of places, is food and jobs, and the difference between life and death for animals and human beings. That's why the grass in fields and on the range should be kept green and fresh and not destroyed by careless fire. I hope you agree with me. Well, I'll be seeing you.
And there he goes on down the trail. Thank you, Smokey. Well, friends, I suppose it's time for you to head back down the trail, too. Thanks a lot for joining us under the old pine tree. You know, it's your own state forestry department, along with the United States Forest Service, and this station you're listening to that make these little outdoor get-togethers possible. Until we say hi to each other again, please keep in mind what Smokey Bear says. Remember, only we, you and I, can prevent grass, brush, and range fires. Well, so long for now from Billy Johnson, your singing woodsman, and from those wonderful fellows who sing your favorite songs of the outdoors the way you like to hear them, the Sons of the Pioneers.
Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear, prowling and a-growling and a-sniffing the air. He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey. That was how he got his name. Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear, prowling and a-growling and a-sniffing the air. He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey. That was how he got his name. Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear, prowlin' and a-growlin' and a-sniffin' the air. He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey, that was how he got his name. Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear, prowlin' and a-growlin' and a-sniffin' the air. He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey. That was how he got his name.